Early's men had reached Charlottesville on June 16th. The rebel general learned that Hunter's force was within 20 miles of Lynchburg to the southwest. Early beat Hunter to the town and routed his force on June 18th. McEntee estimated Early's corps numbered about 20,000 and guessed that they probably had returned to Richmond by now. Sharp and Grant agreed. Lee needed all his men to defend the capital. Grant, Sharp, and McEntee could not have been more wrong. On June 28th, Early had reached Mount Sidney on his way northeast down the valley. Within days, alarm bells began sounding in Washington. Halleck telegraphed Grant on July 1st that he had received conflicting reports about a large rebel force in the Shenandoah Valley. It made sense, the chief of staff worried. While Hunter's soldiers were out of the valley, the Confederates could raid Maryland and Pennsylvania. But Grant was still convinced, based on what Sharp fed him, that Early's corps had returned to Richmond. The next day, rumors poured into Washington from the Union's valley outposts at Strasburg, Martinsburg, Harper's Ferry, and other points of a large Confederate force advancing in their direction. Lincoln, Stanton, and Halleck queried Grant at City Point. The general-in-chief continued to assure them that Early's corps was at Richmond. On July 3rd, Halleck telegraphed Grant that he now had reports that Early's corps was marching toward the Potomac River. Grant continued to discount them, but he was not as sure as he once was. He scoured again the intelligence that had come in from Sharp and peppered Meade with questions. "Is it not certain that Early has returned to your front?" Meade was not certain, and Grant was becoming less so. Deserters from other commands had reported that Early had returned to Richmond 5 or 6 days ago, but curiously, no deserters had been captured from his corps since it was reported to be back in the capital. Independence Day brought another troubling report. A rebel deserter told Sharp a camp rumor that Early's corps was already at Arlington Heights, Virginia, just southwest of Washington, on the other side of the Potomac, and that the rebels expected to seize the federal capital soon. Grant rushed Sharp's report to Halleck. It was from a deserter, he cautioned, and Grant could produce reports from other deserters who still claimed Early was in Richmond. The fact was, Sharp didn't know where the hell Jubal Early was. Grant nevertheless advised Halleck to bring into the city all the forces he could find around Washington.